quick chart review. Patient's initial is PH. Patient's date of visit is 10/7/2023 at 8 p.m. Patient's medical record number is175334. History. This is a 54-year-old black gentleman whom by history suffers from hypertension, CHF, obesity, most likely undiagnosed sleep apnea, low ejection fraction, neuropathy, peripheral vascular disease, and diabetes. Patient is non-compliant with his medication, especially with a life vest that was prescribed earlier this year. Period. He presents to the emergency room on or about 12/7/2023 with chief complaint of coughing up blood, shoulder pain, and bloating. His blood pressure was 172/107, heart rate was 113, pulse was respiration was 22, O2 side was 96%, temperature was 98.3. A patient was initially seen by Dr. Shumway, who's the emergency room physician. Sorry. Patient's examination is consistent by Dr. Shumway is consistent with bronchi rouse in the lungs, tachycardia, shortness of breath, and hemoptysis, period. CTA of the chest, abdomen was ordered. Cardiac workup was initiated. CBC, CMP was done. Urinalysis was done. The BNP showed BNP was elevated at 408, CPK-MB was elevated, troponin was within normal limits. Patient did have proteinuria. Subsequently, patient was admitted to the family practice service. Dr. Rebecca, R-E-B-E-K-A-H, B-A-U-M-G-A-R-N-E-R. Well, before you do that, CTA of the chest showed possible infectious process, possible pulmonary edema versus pulmonary edema. Let's see, what else should we say before we go? EKG showed right axis deviation, possible anterior septal infarct, and ST abnormalities. Let's see. White count was 10,000. PT-PTT within normal limits. Blood sugar was 211. I said that. Troponin was 0.05 within normal limits. CTA showed no evidence of PE, no evidence of aneurysmal dilatation in the aorta, multiple nodule opacities seen throughout the right upper lobe, with central alveolar opacities throughout the right, middle, and lower lobe. This may reflect presence of multifocal infection, inflammation, or inflammation, period. Okay, so now new paragraph. Patient was admitted to the hospital by Dr. Rebecca Bumgarner, who ordered who her initial evaluation includes repeat CPK, troponin, repeat EKG, cardiac consultation, and possible need for transfer to a higher level of care was brought up in her notes as well. Patient was given IV Lasix. Urine and creatinine were monitored. Patient apparently stabilized on 12/8. Dr. Baumgartner started patient on Rocephin and azithromycin because of the CT results of possible infection. Period. Patient's blood sugar was kept under control. An abdominal ultrasound was done to evaluate patient's renal function as well. Renal status as well. Period. The paragraph, patient was seen by Dr. Clem on 12/8. Dr. Clem agreed with the workup, diagnosis of congestive heart failure. Ejection fraction was, again, 20% by history. He recommended continuation of IV Lasix, start Coric, ACE inhibitor. Some of the previous records indicated that the EF could have been as low as 15%. For this reason, he recommended AICD for primary prophylaxis of cardiac sudden death. Period. Subsequently, Dr. A was contacted. That's Dr. A. Let me tell you his full name. It's A-G-G-A-R-W-A-L-A. For the placement of AICD, AICD was placed on Monday the 10th. There were, and on the 11th, sorry, there were no complications. The EF was confirmed at 15%. His notes indicates on the evening of the 11th that patient was doing well. And subsequently, patient was discharged. Concerns. The concerns that have been brought up in the paragraph are possible sepsis and the fact that sepsis protocol was not followed because of the word infectious process in the CT scan. This is in quotation. And no blood cultures were done and or lactic acid was done. Also, the concern was cardiac enzymes were not repeated, and the nurse was told the cardiac enzymes were not repeated by because the patient did not have chest pain, in quotation. Okay, discussion. In the chart review, it indicates that from the very beginning, both the cardiologist and the family practice admitting physician felt like patients patient's exacerbation of CHF with a low ejection fraction was responsible for his abnormal CTA as well as his presentation to the emergency room. Furthermore, review of the lab indicates that patient did have repeat cardiac enzymes done during the hospitalization. The CPK and troponin never went up, but the CPK and D No, the troponin never went up, and the CPK-MD did come down. Lactic acid was done on the 12 on 12/8 at 1.8, which was upper limit of normal. The patient was covered with Rocephin, Euthyromycin for possible infection. Patient never had a leukocytosis, no evidence of fever, and nothing to indicate an acute infection, which would warrant a blood culture immediately. Period. Patient had no evidence of cardiac vegetation. Echocardiogram showed no cardiac vegetation and no history of SBE, again indicating blood cultures. Period. The CTA was the infectious process is a new paragraph noted on the CTA was definitely a consideration, but given the presentation, examination, and the other findings, laboratory findings, it was clearly evident that patient was admitted because of exacerbation of CHF, and the hemoptysis was secondary to pulmonary edema. Period. The chest X-ray did show improvements. And the patchy infiltrates went away, which is the result of IV Lasix and the studious treatment for the congestive heart failure. Period. Cardiology consultation was obtained appropriately and timely, and the cardiologist's recommendation were followed as well. CPK did come down, and CPK and B and troponin once again never rose. Period. There was no evidence of leukocytosis and or left shift, and the lactic acid was done on 12/8 at 5 in the morning. Period. The AICD was placed by Dr. A, and the patient was discharged home without any complications during this hospitalization. Thank you.